Sagt der Mishnah weiter, mit sechtes Sanhedrin, Perik Beis, Mishnah Dalet, umoitzi lemochemes harashus, api bezen shal shivim ve'echad. We already discussed earlier that there are two kinds of wars. There's Melchemes Mitzvah and Melchemes Rishos. Melchemes Mitzvah is the battle against the Shiva Amim, when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael. It's also the battle against the Moloch. Besides for that, it's called a Melchemes Rishos. Umoitzi lemelchemes rishos, the king can take the army out for a melchemes rishos, but only al pi bezen shel shivim ve'echad. The Sanhedrin, the great Sanhedrin, have to be maskim. Upayritz lasses leiderech ve'ein memachin biyadei. Upayritz, he can break through the walls. A piritza means to break through. The word piritzos is the opposite of tznius. Tznius means covered, hidden. The evil landowners were referred to in the stories as the paritz. He does whatever he wants. Ma paratzta alecha paratz. There were the two twins, the Tamar head, Zarach and Paratz. Paratz broke through and was born first. So upayritz, the king can break through. Lasses leiderach, he can break through the walls that surround someone else's property. Lasses leiderach, to make a straight path for himself. To reach his own fields, his vineyards, instead of having to go around. And so the Bat Tanur explains this. Ve'ein memachin biyadai. And no one can stop him from doing it. A mecha means to protest. No one can protest. Derech ha-melech ein le-shir. The path of the king has no shir. How wide can this path be? As much as he needs. Now remember, a king doesn't come himself. So when a king breaks through and makes a path through another's property, it can be as wide as he needs for his servants, his soldiers. You don't have to walk single file. V'chalawam b'yzizin v'naisnin l'fanav. Biza means what's plundered during a war. So v'chalawam b'yzizin, during the war, all the people plunder the enemy's possessions, but v'naisnin l'fanav, they place all the things that they got, the spoils of war, l'fanav, in front of the king. V'hu naitel chaylik b'roish, and he takes his share first. Now the Bat Tanura explains that the spoils, meaning the things that are grabbed during the war, are divided in half. The king gets half and the people get half. But not only does the king get half, he gets to choose first, which is the part that he wants. Zok the Mishnah Vayit, lo yarbu lo noshim. Now the Torah says that the king should not take for himself many wives. So what's the limit? Ela rather, shmeina esrei, only 18, up to 18. Where do we get the shear from? Because David had already six wives, and the Navi said to him, V'im me'at v'aisifa lecha kehena v'kehena. Kehena v'kehena is mashma. You already have six? You can have six and another six. So 3 times 6 is 18. Rabbi Huda says, Mar behulai. He can have more than 18. Ubulvad provided. Shleyu mesiris esliba. That they don't turn his heart away from Hashem. Rabbi Shimon, if it's that type of a wife that can turn his heart away from Hashem, afila achas, even one, if umasira es Levi, harezer lo yisena, he can't marry her. Im kain, if that's the case, lama nema, why does the pasuk say v'lo yarba lo yinashim? The answer is, we're talking about even if she's a tzedekis, afila ka Avigail. Avigail was a big tzedekis. Avigail was originally the wife of Nabal HaKarmeli. David did Nabal a lot of favors, he protected him. And when David asked him for some food for Sudas Yamtev, for his men, Nabal answered with a lot of chutzpah. David was prepared to go to war against him. Avigail took bread and wine. The pasuk says exactly what she took. A lot of food. And in a very daring move, she went out on her own and approached David. She said, as wrong as Nabal was, it wouldn't be right for David to go to war now against him. And Chazal tell us she was a great tzedekis. Later on, after Nabal was no longer on this world, David married her. Zuktrib Shimon, a bad wife that could take him away from Hashem, even one you can't have. When the Torah says, lo yarbu le'noshim, it means even someone like Avigail. So the Maaseh of the Bat Tanur explains there are three shitas over here. The first Tana holds, the limit is always 18. A king may marry as many as 18 women, even if they're all not so good. And he can't marry more than 18, even if his 19th wife would be a great tzedekis. Rabbi Yehuda says, a king could have more than 18 wives as long as they're the right kind of a wife, as long as she's a tzedekis. Reb Shimon holds that a king may never marry more than 18 wives, even if they're all as great a tzedekis as Avigail. And as far as a wife that's not good, even one he can't have. Vayter says the Mishnah, La yar b'lay susim, he shouldn't have too many horses. Elukadei merkafta, only enough that he needs for the chariots of his army. In other words, as the Batanura explains, if he stam wants to have a lot of horses, kings had big collections of horses, just for their own glory. That was a sign of like being shtadi. That the king can't. But what he needs for his chariots, that he can buy. That he can take. The kesev is of le'yarbalei ma'oid. He shouldn't collect for himself too much silver and gold. Elukadei litain afsanya, only enough to pay his soldiers' wages. The army that's with him the entire year, they have to be paid. Whatever he needs to run the country, so that he can collect, but not stem for his own honor. Another halacha that pertains to a king, says the Mishnah Vayter, v'koisiv lo sefer Torah l'shmoi. He has to write a personal sefer Torah. Besides for the halacha, says the Batanura, that every person is supposed to have a sefer Torah. That's one of the mitzvahs asay. Today, the Rishonim hold Riyotza that with Svarim. But besides for the personal Sefer Torah that every yid has to have, the king has to have a special Sefer Torah. And it always has to be with him. V'koisiv lo sefer Torah l'shmoi. Just for the king. Yotza l'mulchama, when he goes out to war, mitzi ima, he takes it with him. Nichnas, when he returns, machnisa ima, he brings it back with him. Yoishev bedin, when he sits in judgment. Remember, this refers to kings of Malchus Beis David that could judge. So when he judges, he has to have the Sefer Torah with him. May save, again, haseba means to eat, because they always ate behaseba, reclining. So may save, he kenegdai, when he reclines to eat, the Sefer Torah is opposite him. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, v'hoise imai, it should be with him, v'karabai kol yamei chayav, and he shall read from it all the days of his life. Okay, so quickly, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah, we learned that if the king wants to go out to a mulchemes harashus, it's not the mulchama on the Shiva Amamin, it's not Mulchemes HaMolek, he needs permission from the Bezin of Shivim Ve'echad, of the Great Sanhedrin. We learned that Upoiritz Lasses Loiderech, he can break through walls that surround someone's property. He can make a straight path for himself to reach his own fields and vineyards. No one's allowed to stop him. And it could be as wide as he needs for himself, his servants. During a war, they plunder the enemy's possessions. It's divided in half. The king takes half, everyone else takes half, and he gets to pick first. We had three shittas in regard to his wives. Tanakama holds, the limit is always 18. He can marry as many as 18. It doesn't make a difference what kind of wives they are. Rabbi Yehuda says, a king could have more than 18 if it's not the type of wife that's going to turn his heart away from Hashem. Rabbi Shimon holds that a king can never marry more than 18 wives, even if the 19th wife would be a tzedekas like Avigail. And as far as a wife that's going to turn him away from Hashem, he can't even have one of them. We said he can't have too many horses for his own personal glory, or he just feels good about it to keep adding collections to his horses, only what he needs for his chariots. Kesev is of only what he needs to maintain his army and his expenses. And besides for the regular Sefer Torah that everyone is supposed to have, and even if he already had one from before, when he ascends to the throne, he has to write a new Sefer Torah, the king's Sefer Torah. That goes with him to war, goes and comes. When he judges others, it's with him. When he reclines to eat, it's opposite him, like the Pasuk says, V'hoise imoi v'karabai kol yemei chayav.